Moncrief on News Talk.
On radio and television, you'll still encounter public service adverts. Sometimes they are useful, sometimes they're pointing out the painfully obvious, but the tone of them seems to have changed over the years. Back in the day, the strategy was shock and awe, scare people into acting responsibly. Would it be an idea to go back to that tone? In today's Independent, Sinead Ryan suggests it might be an idea. Afternoon, Sinead.
Afternoon, Sean.
Wait, like when you were a child, can you remember being actually scared by some of these adverts?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I am that old. And I mean, these took off in, I mean, we didn't get television here until, say, the 60s, early 70s. And this was the peak of these public information films. And they were shown on RTE, usually before or after the news. They were deadly serious. And they had a really scary warning message. I mean, there was one, for instance, from the 1980s on water safety. That was the thrust of the ad. It was under 2 minutes long. And in those 2 minutes, a toddler drowned in a paddling pool. Granddad fell into a lake. And a kid dropped into a water barrel on a farm. It was actually called Where's Granddad?
And it Crikey. Was
terrifying. You wouldn't turn on a tap after it.
Yeah. So, but, and maybe it's, I suppose they can't do that anymore because people might be triggered or scared or alarmed by that kind of thing.
Yeah. And look, there's nothing wrong with a bit of alarm and triggering in my view, because we see at the moment the road safety ads can be very, very scary. And so they should be. So people kind of on their phones are distracted and they crash the car. And some of those are fairly terrifying, but they're few and far between. And I mean, they're produced, okay, in this case by the Road Safety Authority. But I think there's an awful lot governments could be doing on public information generally. I mean, how cool would it be to have an ad campaign running up to the next election, telling people how to vote, how to use the PR system? And there's loads and loads of things that we could and should be learning. So there's nothing wrong with these. It's just that they were all a bit bonkers a few decades ago.
Yeah. And were they used to be public service ads to tell kids how to basically behave themselves?
Yeah, in the US. So obviously when television starts, so we're talking about the golden era of television. It was the 1950s, 1960s. And there were a lot of public information films about how to comport yourself. And there's a very, very well-known series about aimed at kind of young teenage boys on how to wash themselves, how to keep themselves from smelling, and how to clean up the bathroom afterwards. Now, what happened that, Sean? We absolutely bring that back. Some of them were actually quite avant-garde, and you think this is a very buttoned-up period in America, and it was. But there were public information films telling girls about periods, for instance, or talking to young couples on how to be respectful towards women when you're dating. So lots and lots of that stuff. And it was kind of probably beyond its time. And it was, you know, a little bit quaint and old-fashioned and using terminology that we wouldn't use today. But they served their purpose, which was public information and to create, I don't know, like a kind of an adult citizenry. And they were fantastic. Now, as I say, albeit a bit mad.
Yes. Now, but some of that from that period, some of the ads were a bit bonkers, like get under your school desk if they drop an atomic bomb in your town. That probably wasn't that useful.
There was a 1952 public information film. Now, I say film because it lasted 9 minutes and 15 seconds. So good luck getting that on before the watershed today and having people look at it. It was called Duck and Cover. And it featured Bert the Turtle. Now, Bert had a shell, so when the atomic bomb was let off by the commies, he could duck into a shell. But, of course, children wouldn't be that lucky. This was aimed at children. And it took on, the storyline was a mom rubbing sunscreen into her son in the bathroom, which doesn't seem a likely premise for a film warning about the atomic bomb. But the over voiceover, and these were always very deep and somber male voices, saying, you know how red your skin gets in the sun. Well, when the atomic bomb hits, it'll be really, really bad. It'll burn you beyond recognition. Duck and cover under a desk. Now, you and I will remember not too long ago, Sean, and maybe in the last decade or two, there was a minister, an Irish minister, who advised people to take iodine tablets and get under a desk.
The famous Marion Finucane interview that time, yes.
Exactly. Maybe there's still a place for that kind of thing. But in 1952, of course, America was terrified. No question about it. The middle of the Cold War. I mean, this was serious stuff. And it was telling people like to drop everything and run into a bush or into a basement or under a school desk. But the messaging, I mean, it was so scary. And so I think the language is so violent that if you showed it to children nowadays, you would be shot for it. You couldn't possibly do it. It wouldn't pass any type of a censor on television.
Yeah. The only one that I can, and a lot of people listening might be able to remember this as well, they were in Britain, the kind of the John Hurt narrated AIDS adverts about don't die of ignorance.
Indeed. 1986, and the AIDS crisis, of course, was at its height and people were very worried. And you remember around that time, certainly at the beginning of the AIDS epidemic, people didn't know how it was transmitted. They didn't understand that it was by, you know, sexual contact rather than touching plates or cups or using bathrooms. So this was a public information film put out by the UK government to say, don't die of ignorance, learn how it works. John Hurt narrated it very, very well. But the film behind it was of volcanoes erupting for no discernible reason that I could work out. So maybe there was some kind of, a psychosexual message there, or maybe it was a travel advisory, don't go abroad and you might not get aid. I've no idea. But volcanoes erupted in the background while John Hurt told you how you didn't acquire aid.
Yeah. Now, actually, now that you say it, it was a very odd juxtaposition. Did that? Now, do you remember, like, the Safecross code? I think it was Brendan Grace we had, but the Brits.
That's
had,
right.
The Brits had Darth Vader.
They did. And I mean, look, you have to take these things seriously. And if you're going to take it seriously, you don't put on a jokey comedian with a great singing voice who everybody loves. You put on Darth Vader, because then kids are going to sit up and take notice. So actor David Prowse voiced the Safecross code ad in the UK, and we had Judge from Wonderly Wagon and Brendan Grace. So I'm not sure that really we were taking it all very seriously, but everybody will remember the jingle, Sean, and it's a kind of an earworm when you kind of start singing it. I'm not going to start now, not because it would send people off.
You don't even have to, Sinead. It's playing in my head right now, actually. Is there...
1, 2, 3, Safecross code.
Stop.
You know.
Is there a connection, even a flimsy connection, between... You know, one's perception that we might there might be young adults who are somewhat infantilized and, you know, kind of, I mean, some of these ads pointed out the obvious, but maybe when you're growing up, you need to have the obvious pointed out to you.
I think so. And I mean, we all need a little bit of adulting. And I think there's probably, we are maturing so much later these days. I mean, back in the time when these public service ads were in, like, you were expected to leave school at 16, go to college, start working and be off your parents' premises by the age of 18. Of course, now they're hanging around till their 30s. And, you know, there can be a little bit of infantilizing. I'm not for any minute besmirching a generation of people. But when you don't have to do these things, you don't have to leave home, you don't have to work, you don't have to kind of look after yourself, there is a sense that perhaps you need a little helping hand to kind of tell you how life works and the realities therein. So I think these are fantastic films. I think we should bring them back and really just use them as a tool, if nothing else, to help parents remind kids that their duty is to, above all, get up and out.
Yeah. Is it bringing back the nanny state, though, a bit?
It is. But look, if we ever needed that, it's now. There's also reassurance in these films. You know, I mean, its job was, we are the government and our number one job is to keep you safe. And there was that underlying theme. These were paid for by the government. They were there to mind its citizenry, look after it, make sure everybody kind of was became a worthy adult. For that reason, I think they were a super idea. And of course, television was new back in the 50s and 60s. Everybody was glued to it at every opportunity. So it was a fantastic chance to get across this messaging and inform people, look, this is how we want our country to run. These are our values. This is how we pick up social cues. And it did its job. It really did.
Yeah. Sinead, remember, look for a safe place. Thanks very much for talking to us today. That was Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show on News Talk. Sinead, thanks a million.
Thanks, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.